أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد رضي الله عن المؤمنين إذ يبايعونك تحت الشجرة فعلم ما في قلوبهم فأنزل السكينة عليهم وثابهم فتحا قريبا. In the previous ruku, Allah tabarak ta'ala discussed the occasion when in the 60th of Hijri, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made intention of going for Umrah. And for together with that, he invited all the Bedouins of the tribes along the way to join also, so that the Quraysh do not think of doing any warfare against the Muslims when they see the numbers in numbers being big. But the vast number of the Bedouins did not join. And because of that, when they reached the place of Hudaybiyah, they got news that the Quraysh is not going to allow them to enter Makkah and to make Umrah. For this reason, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sent Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu to them to negotiate with them, to convince them we have no other intention but only for coming to come for Umrah, and that they must be permitted. That resulted that they came to Hudaybiyah, and then a peace treaty was made between the Muslims and the Quraysh of Mecca. The Muslims at that time were about 1,400-1,500 only in number. They were far away from their home city, Medina Sharif, and they were travelers. They had no arms and ammunition with them. There was no question of making or fighting a war. And most of the conditions outwardly appear to be against the Muslims. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted all those conditions, and then this peace treaty was made. This was such a great peace treaty that we can see here how Allah Ta'ala has honored those people who were present, that Allah says, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَعِيعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. تحقیق اللہ خوش ہوا ایمان والوں سے جب بیعت کرنے لگے تجھ سے اس درخت کے نیچے. And when these people pledged to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam under that tree, this was the acacia, it was a special tree, acacia tree. And there Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took bayat from the Sahaba that we will give our life for deen, we will stand with you through all conditions, thick and thin. And the news had come that Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was made shaheed in Makkah Sharif, and that we will revenge his death, and we will also go. Though they were small in numbers, they did not have any weapons, but trusting on Allah, it's impossible perhaps for us to imagine what iman they had, that they pledged, made this strong pledge, and they said, whatever happens, we give our lives, but we will go. And we see when people are prepared to sacrifice for Islam like that, on that as Allah made Islam alive. And their names are shining, so shining in the world also the names of the Sahaba. But Allah declared, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. These Sahaba, Allah declares that He is pleased with them when they made this bayat. فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. پھر معلوم کیا جو ان کے جی میں تھا. And Allah Ta'ala had known what was in their heart. They had the fear. We got no weapons. We are small in number. We are far from Medina. Quraysh are powerful. They are strong. They have got weapons. They are well prepared. All that fears. But in spite of that fears, they overcame that. And they pledged like this. It's just unbelievable what men these were. The Sahaba. What iman they had. فَانْزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ عَلَيْهِمْ. One immediate reward Allah Ta'ala gave them. پھر اتارا ان پر اطمینان. Allah Ta'ala put contentment into their heart. And this is from Allah. Allah can put fear in a person's heart, though he might be so well protected. He might have a whole army around him. But if Allah puts fear, then that fear becomes such a thing. Phobia is a thing that finishes how many people. But yeah, Allah had put sakina into their hearts. In spite of all the odds being against them in every way, but Allah Ta'ala had put that contentment in their heart. وَأَثَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. اور انعام دیا ان کو ایک فتح نزدیک. اینڈ اللہ گیو دیم اے گریٹ ریوارڈ آف اے گریٹ اوپننگ وچ واز ویری کلوز دیٹ واز خیبر. The Khaybar will fall at the hands of the Muslims, by which a huge amount of booty will come into them and will, which will put them into a very strong position. They accepted the, they did not worry outwardly that we must have the upper hand. They agreed to conditions which were against them, which was the wish and the will of Allah Ta'ala. They submitted to Allah. Allah Ta'ala rewarded them that He gave them this great itminan and contentment, that He gave them khaybar immediately. وَمَغَانِمَ كَثِيرَةً يَأْخُذُونَهَا. اور بہت غنیمتیں جن کو وہ لیں گے. And not only khaybar, after this Allah is opening the doors, and many many treasures Allah is going to open. Makkah was conquered, Hunain was conquered, and afterwards Allah Ta'ala made the then world fall at the feet of the Muslims. So when these sacrifices were made and trust in Allah was put and they made this bay'at and pledge, Allah opened these great great things for the Muslims. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. اور ہے اللہ زبردست حکمت والا. And Allah is the all powerful, and the one with all wisdom is only with Allah. Whatever, every act of Allah is filled with wisdom. And to carry out that act, Allah has got the full power. There is nothing and nobody that can stop Allah. Though outwardly it might seem that, for example, you come for namaz, na'uzu billah, it might seem you are wasting your time. But what Allah is giving you on that, you cannot imagine. You maintain is the Sharia, Islamic code of dress. Whatever it is, all Islamic etiquette, the Islamic ethos you maintain, though all the odds are against you, but Allah is opening great ways for you. So we must maintain Islam and uphold Islam at all time. وَعَدَكُمُ اللَّهُ مَغَانِمَ كَثِيرَةً تَأْخُذُونَهَا. وعدہ کیا ہے تم سے اللہ نے بہت غنیمتوں کا کہ تم ان کو لوگے. And Allah has now promised for you many many booties and spoils of war which you will conquer and which you will acquire. Allah is going to put you in a very strong position. فَعَجَّلَ لَكُمْ هَذِهِ. So جلدی پہنچا دیئے تم کو غنیمت. So Allah Ta'ala gave you this غنیمت, this خیبر, very quickly Allah gave you. The Muslims returned to Madinatul Munawwara and they conquered the Jewish fort of Khaybar, and lot of spoils of war and booty came to them. وَكَفَّ أَيْدِيَ النَّاسِ عَنْكُمْ. اور روک دیا لوگوں کے ہاتھوں کو تم سے. And Allah held back the hands of people from you. That is the Quraysh who wanted to revenge their losses. They were licking their wounds of Badr, of Uhud. And here was a great opportunity for them. They were closer to Hudaybiyah. They had a much more stronger, they had a strong army. Muslims had come in ihram, no arms, no nothing. They could have crushed the Muslims. But Allah held back the hands of the Quraysh. In spite, yeah, also we see, just like Musa alayhi salam, a small infant, right in the hands and lap of Fir'aun. And Fir'aun had killed how many thousands of babies, boys, because he wanted to kill this boy. And this boy Allah put right in his lap, but he couldn't touch one hair of it. So everything is in the hands of Allah. Allah controls everything. وَلِتَكُونَ آيَةً لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. اور تاکہ ایک نمونہ ہو قدرت کا مسلمانوں کے واسطے. And particularly for the Muslims at that time, the Sahaba, for all the Muslims till the day of Qiyamah, when we read this in the Quran, we have a great sign from Allah Ta'ala for the believers, that what is the qudrat and the power of Allah, and what are the workings and the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. This is a great sign by which our iman must become strengthened very greatly, and we put our full trust in Allah, and we realize Islam is the only way forward for us, and we must accept and follow Islam in every way. وَيَهْدِيَكُمْ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. اور چلائے تم کو سیدھی راہ. And then Allah makes you follow the straight path. You won't falter. You won't go on the crooked and the wrong ways. You will go on the straight path to Allah Ta'ala when you realize this qudrat of Allah and the great wisdom of Allah and how Allah Ta'ala executes His powers. وَأُخْرَى لَمْ تَقْدِرُوا عَلَيْهَا. Or ek fatah aur jo tumhari bas mein na aayi. And Allah say that there are other great conquests also which at this moment are not in your control, but we will put them. So we find Roman Empire fell to the Muslims. The Persian Empire fell to the Muslims. What great, great things Allah Ta'ala had given the Muslims. The foundation of it was Hudaybiyah. At that time when they agreed to that peace treaty which was made, on that Allah had promised all this. You had humbled yourself at that time for Allah's sake. Allah Ta'ala has promised these things which you could not dream about, that the Persian Empire will fall to the Muslims. The Roman Empire, it is like today somebody says, America will fall to the Muslims, Russia will fall to the Muslims. Who can even dream of it? But if we build our iman according to that, then Allah Ta'ala is the one who will grant all this. Allahu biha, wa Allah ke qabu mein hai, and all is, everything is in the control of Allah. But we must play our part. Our iman, our yaqeen, our sacrifice, our devotion for deen. We strive for deen. We make effort for deen to become alive. Then Allah Ta'ala, His qudrat is there. Then He will use it in our favor. But if we are just worried about our businesses, we are worried about our houses, our gardens and our bathrooms, all our personal things, Islam is dying in our own house, around us, and we got no worry whatsoever, then it doesn't work in that way. When we have to, Islam is our main concern, and we worry about Islam for ourselves, our family, progeny, our community, for in the world we worry about Islam, then Allah Ta'ala makes this that Islam comes alive. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرًا. Or Allah, har cheez par, Allah har cheez kar sakta hai. And for Allah has got power over each and everything. Allah's qudrat is above everything. There is nothing that can subdue Allah, that can overpower Allah, overcome Allah. Allah is the greatest. But you work towards Allah and the pleasure of Allah. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala let us realize these realities and live for the sake of Islam, not live for the sake of our dunya and to add to our coffers, but to live that Islam becomes alive in us and in the whole world.